Robinhood chain TVL crosses $600, up 50% in a week. Assets deposited into applications on Robinhood chain have passed $600 million, a jump of roughly 50% over the past week. According to data from token terminal cited by Cointelegraph on July 28, 2026. The growth stands out because it landed during a broad pullback. As of July 28, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $63,438, down 2.9% on the day, Ether at $1,884, down 3.8%, and Solana at $73,030, down 3.9%, with CoinMarketCap's Fear and Greed Index reading 34 in fear territory. Capital moving into a young layer 2 while majors bleed is the detail worth sitting with. It suggests the inflow is driven by something specific to the chain, rather than by a rising tide lifting everything. A broker turning into a chain operator, Robinhood, spent 2025 and 2026 pushing past its origins as a U.S. retail brokerage. The company rolled out its own chain to host tokenized stocks and other real-world assets, giving its large retail user base an on-chain venue that plugs into products they already recognize. That distribution advantage is the core of the story. Most new layer 2s launch with a token incentive and hope liquidity follows. Robinhood started with tens of millions of existing accounts and a brand that ordinary investors already trust with their money. The $600 million figure measures assets deposited into applications running on the chain, not raw bridged balances sitting idle. That is a meaningful distinction. Deposited into apps value reflects capital that is actually being used inside lending markets, trading venues, or tokenized asset products, which is a harder metric to inflate than a simple total value locked headline. The tokenized asset thread Robinhood Chain's earlier growth came from tokenized equities and real-world assets, a segment that has expanded across the market this year. Tokenized real-world assets recently crossed $30 billion on-chain, roughly 10 times their 2024 level. And Robinhood's chain has ridden that same demand curve with its stock token products. The current TVL surge looks like a continuation of that trend rather than a fresh catalyst, though Token Terminal's data does not break down which apps drove the weekly jump. 1 week of 50% growth is not a durable trend on its own. Early stage chains routinely post sharp percentage gains off a small base, and a single large depositor or a short-lived incentive program can move these numbers quickly. The honest read is that momentum is real but unproven. Whether $600 million holds or compounds through August is the number to watch. The timing cuts both ways. Emerging Layer 1 and Layer 2 ecosystems that post rapid TVL gains often become farming targets. Traders chase early positioning ahead of potential token distributions, and deposit growth can reflect speculative rotation as much as genuine product usage. That dynamic cuts both ways. It can inflate a chain's metrics fast, and it can drain them just as fast once incentives cool or a competing opportunity appears elsewhere. This is speculative context, not financial advice, and there is no confirmed Robinhood chain token program tied to these deposits. For everyday crypto users, the more concrete angle is what a retail giant building on-chain rails implies for spending and settlement. Robinhood's ambitions have consistently pointed toward moving mainstream investors onto blockchain infrastructure. And chains that anchor tokenized dollars and equities are the same rails that stablecoin payment and stablecoin spending products increasingly run on. A broker with a payments arm growing its own settlement layer is a development the card and wallet ecosystem will track closely, even if no direct card integration exists today.